I'm just messing with y'all. I'm just messing. But I'm going to tell you, like I told my last, I did them too. Missed my last class. I did it 1 year, but I wish I didn't. People getting up there saying, but I was like, did I say anything this year? Oh, but that's how I learned how to preach, though. Yeah. You got it this week. I didn't have no practice rounds. I didn't get no 5-minute practice. First time he gave it to me, was put the clock on the hour, go for it. Matter of fact, the first time I preached on a Sunday morning, I had preached since I was 17. And I don't know, I just assumed that I just knew what I was doing. And I didn't. I went back and listened to a couple of them. But first time I preached on a Sunday morning, I think a Wednesday night too, nobody was here. I'm not talking about people. Like, my family was gone. So if I didn't have a word, I ain't had no backup. It was just, but I was like, all right, well, I guess we got to do it. So we either go sink or swim, right? Fight or flight. This is our last class. It won't be long. John 5:39. We've been there every time. But it's a simplicity. There's a simplicity in the Word of God, and there's a simplicity in God. The simplicity is that it's already you. Don't ever forget that. Say, the Word is me. Come on, say, I am the Word. The simplicity is this. Now the day that we ate, I'm saying we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, was the day that something ripped in our mind and we thought that knowledge was somewhere else. Did you hear what I'm saying? On that particular day, there was something that happened to us when we partook of that fruit, to where we thought that knowledge was at the universities, or knowledge was at the schools, or knowledge was somewhere else other than here. Even right now, sometimes we question ourselves because of our formal education, right? And I have no problem with formal education. There are things that we've quote unquote learned, but you really hadn't learned anything. You just unlearned the wrong way. What you call learning is really unlearning the wrong thing. You have not so learned, the scripture, you have not so learned Christ. Yes, yes, because if you learn Christ, you'd be learning who you are. And this, most messages, you know why most messages are so long and why we got to come week after week? Because throughout the week, we're getting filled with so much junk. Wow. Now, you say, well, I don't listen to rap music. I don't be watching the dirty movies. Those are not the ones that's going to get you. Don't worry about the ones that, it ain't the ones that's cussing. It's the ones that's not cussing. It's the ones that's talking like you. It's the ones that dress like you. It's the ones that sit in the pew with you. They say the enemy, say the devil, he say he beautiful. Say he show up in your room, you might think this Michael. You're the angel. Yeah, it ain't him, it's the other one. You get it? A little bit of folding hand, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of folding hand, poverty come upon you. Scripture says that. It said that the enemy didn't come and sow tares until you went to sleep. Unconscious. Unconscious of what? Jesus prays a prayer in John chapter 17. And he goes over, you can go there if you want to, and he goes over, write it down, he goes over and over. It's the only time you see Jesus praying for us. Yes, and then he says, I pray for the Lord that you keep them through your name, that they may be one like we one. Mm-hmm. And then he said again, that they be one as we are one. Mm-hmm. Then he said, like you and me and I'm in you, let your love be in them and they be one like us. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the joy be fulfilled inside of them. He's trying to make a point. He didn't say joy be fulfilled in reading the scripture. He didn't say joy be fulfilled in going to church. Amen. God bless both of those things, but they are means to an understanding. Understanding what? Who you are. We've been reading too long, Trent. We've been studying too long. We didn't came to too many classes this year. We would have been to too many services. We took enough L's, took enough losses. We didn't praise enough and we didn't pray enough and we've confessed enough and we've danced enough and ran enough and we've fallen down and we've laid enough hands and we put enough all on people. We've done all the things and God blessed them all, but they are meaning to a one. We should be there by now. True or not true? So what's keeping us from there? Misinterpretation, misunderstanding, looking at the wrong things. I said in my last class, it kind of changed me. Apostle was talking to us the other day. He's like, I thought he was going 1,000 miles per hour already, and we were just trying to keep up, and he amped it up to 10,000. So now we're like, but I love it, right? But he makes a statement to us, me and Kirby on staff, and a couple of us on staff, and he get, a couple of people, a couple of girls work at the house, Danielle work over there, and then Rachel, and he said, listen, I don't need to ever show up and not have what I need. He said, you need to think, I'll try to pride myself in this. I try to pride myself like this with God. I want to think his thought before he tell me something. See, everybody want God to speak to him. I don't need you to speak to him. I need to feel you. I want to be one with you. I don't need you to call me. I need to be one with you. If I can be one with you, we can trace down the time that it's taking to get stuff done. It's taking so long because we got to wait for the word to come to the ear. We got to wait for the phone call to come through. That's why it's taking so long. Tell me, you go read your gospels. You ready? Come on, live by the book, right? Go read your gospel. Tell me what you heard Jesus say, and I heard the Lord say it. You didn't hear him say that one time, and the Lord told me. Why? Because he the Lord. He knew who he was. You too. What God going to speak to you at? God going to speak to you on the inside of you so that nobody on the outside can steal what he giving you. You think he put his mysteries in the scriptures? How many people got a Bible? I heard people say they read the Bible so that they could debunk the Bible. They got people that outside of Christianity read the Bible more than some of us. So they can try to point stuff. So that ain't it. They said the devil know the scriptures. Oh, must be something else, huh? Must be something somewhere else, huh? And I'm letting y'all. This is what I'm trying to say. It's a different interpretation for this class, not too. He said, I'm allowing y'all, listen to the statement, and you might not catch it at first. He said, I'm letting y'all make me happy with my own money. I'm letting y'all use my money to make me happy. Y'all get that? No? You get it? I'm letting you use my own money to make me happy. Huh? Yeah. What you got anyway that I ain't gave you? So can you please make me happy by using what I have, what I've given you already? I've given you you. And I don't know if I've given you, me, and me and you are one. This is what he's saying. But we don't understand it. We don't understand until we get in a deep moment and we hear it like this. But we forget that when we get in the car, huh? True, come on, tell the truth. Oh, when we get around some people that ain't thinking like, we're like, oh, now we got to. And that's why we always talking about like getting in the spirit and stuff like that, right? Because the spirit in you, you ain't got to get in the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I understand the connotation. I understand the wording, but that's the biggest trick, to get in the spirit and not know the spirit is in you. And I've seen that in the church for years, that people have trying to get in God and don't realize God is in them. God upon without the understanding of God within makes no connection. Oh, y'all better hear me. Y'all. This is such a God upon without the acknowledgement of God within makes no connection. And it is pluck that camera is working. It is built and wonderfully made to capture moving images, but it cannot work without a power source. And so if no power is channeled on the inside of it, if there's no power that comes on the inside of it, no matter how intricate the piece is, it can't fulfill its purpose. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So this camera is not fulfilling its purpose, and whatever else you're using, your phone, and all this, they're not fulfilling their purpose by something from the outside, it's got to be working on the inside for it to fulfill its purpose. But if I don't realize that there's power in that socket on the wall, right?
Yes,
it's all around me. Right now, it don't look like it. We do pretty walls, and you know, it's funny how stuff works. You are the same way. The pretty walls and make it look so it look like, but they got wires and all kind of stuff going through these walls that's keeping these lights on, keeping electricity running through here, make sure the air work right. There's wires running through the floors right now to give the stability of it all through this. If you took it all and made it bare, that's what it really looked like. It's the matrix. Right? But if I don't know that I need to connect to the power, right, then I can be built to work right but won't work right because I don't realize what's in me. You get it? Acknowledging the power activates what's in me. I've seen tons of hands laid on. I done them. I done laid the hands. I done laid the hands and I done felt the hands. Fell out in the spirit. God blessed for that minute. 2 days later, I forgot. You too. Everybody say amen. Come on. Amen. Y'all know it's true. Yeah. Man, this has changed my life right here. No, it didn't. It did. It might. Maybe it's a seed. Maybe later on. Sometimes we've been fast food for so long, so we think things are instant. We want everything right now. We don't realize that those trees out there that you see over there, we disrespect them by looking at them and not acknowledging them. I'm not saying good morning, trees. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying those trees are older than all of us.
That's right.
They've been growing with no talking. Nobody's been talking to them. Nobody's been pruning them. Nobody's been doing these things. But that came from years and years ago of seeds.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't want to wait that long. And you really don't have to wait that long the way God works. But sometimes it's a seed. Maybe the hand laid on was a seed. I can't negate all the hands that was laid on me, right? Because maybe it was waking me up bit by bit. You get it? Mm-hmm. But I've seen hands laid on people. Some of them may never change. Why? I told someone the other day, I'm going to teach you a lesson real quick. When somebody lay hands on you, I might have talked before, somebody lay hands on you, where the power come from? Huh? Well, I know you're saying the inside right now because we're talking about it in class, but normally you thought the power came from who was giving it to you, huh? Well, you thought it from the inside of them. Right? Yeah, they got power, man. They about to, right? Pass that anointing on to me. What that mean? Elisha, you know the story? Huh, double portion, right? Let's go back and read it slow. So everybody wants a double portion. Lay hands and pass the anointing to me. What you got already? Who chose Elisha? Y'all read the story? Y'all might not have read it in the detail, huh? Y'all might know the story about them walking together.
Yeah.
Did y'all know how the relationship started? Y'all familiar how the relationship started? Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? Though y'all do know who I'm talking about, right? Okay, I don't make sure y'all know who I'm talking about. Okay, do y'all know how the relationship started?
Yeah, he passed back to the mantle on him.
Huh? Who threw the mantle on who?
Elijah.
Yeah, you'll never forget it because J come before S. So Elisha. Come on, y'all. Come on. Live by the book. Amen. Right? But Elijah threw the mantle on Elijah. Why did he do that? Good question, huh? No. That's a good question. Why did he do it? You say he chose him? He chose him, huh? It would look like he chose him, huh? If you go back and read it, I ain't got time to go read it right now. God told him to do it. God chose Elijah, not Elijah. Mm-hmm. Elijah might have kept on doing his ministry. There's a few things he told him to go tell another king something and tell somebody else, and then to throw the mantle on your successor, the one that's going to hold a place for you after you're gone. So who chose him? God chose him. So who gave him the anointing? So what was it that Elisha was doing the whole time then? Yeah, he was doing that. Yeah, he was following. What he was following for?
Learn
what? Learn who he was. That's a good one. I got it. That's a good one. Can we talk about it? But all right, but come on. As in the normal terms of how we talk, because the pastor, what he's learning? How to what? Come on. How to what? What was he learning, Trent? Come on, what was he learning? How to be a man of God. That's a good one, too. He's a man of God. That's right. Right? To be a leader. All that good stuff. All that good church stuff, huh? To be God, all right? To be who he is. All that's good. He was learning how to be who he is, how to be God, how to be a leader, how to be a man of God, and all that. He was learning his identity. Elijah didn't give Elisha an anointing. Ooh, somebody gonna cuss me out for saying that. Oh, when you plant a seed, right? Everything that's here comes from a seed. There's nothing that's here that didn't come from a seed. But when you plant a seed, you listen to me? When you plant a seed, do you expect to get that seed back? What do you expect to receive? Come on, y'all know, come on, over and above, abundance. I mean, it's simple. So whatever comes after the seed should be bigger than the seed and should put more seeds, right? It is the normal course of action, ain't it? It is not no special announcement or special anointing or special passing on. It is what happens, right? So double portion is what happens when you learn who you are. Elisha had more to do than Elijah. Elisha was going to have to do two times as much as what Elijah had to do. So it was inevitable that there was going to be a double portion. It was inevitable that a double portion was needed. He didn't even know he had all things. Jesus hadn't come yet. Ain't nobody telling them that, so they thought he just had to have a prophet. It's only clear that Elisha awareness. Why Elijah got the anointing? We got to go back a little further to read that, huh? What chariot of fire he had to look through? Y'all do know the story, right? They go walking across the water, and watch this, I'm going to tell you, teach you who you are. They go walk across, he said, what you want from me? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. Now, he only got double portion because that's what he asked for. Realize that he asked for it, right? Yeah. I can give you a bunch of times that people ask for stuff, and we didn't know if it was God's best. But it's what you wanted, so it's better than nothing. Abraham, we would have seen Jesus happen before Jesus happened in Isaac if Abraham wouldn't have won a ram in the thicket. You go back and read that. Abraham asked for a ram in the thicket. God didn't say, I'm going to provide a ram in the thicket. Because how much faith is that? If I tell you to take your son up there and kill him, but I'm going to give a ram at the last second. Buzzer beater. Right? So God ain't say that. Abraham asked for that. We would have seen the son be resurrected way back then. It's preliminary shadows. It's showing us what was to come. Right? He said, what you want? I want a double portion. I don't know. You know, there's a couple things. Ain't many times God asks what you want. The prophet asks what you want. But then when you ask what you want, you better, right? It made me think about, this is going to sound so non-spiritual, but I don't care. It made me think about Aladdin. You know the movie Aladdin? They rub the genie and get three wishes. Everybody wishing for all kind of stuff. And nobody wished to free the genie. Nobody wished for something for somebody else. And I can see that through the history of the Bible. Solomon did it. But he started marrying all them crazy women. And then couldn't keep his mind together on what the Lord wanted him to do. And Jesus is the only one that comes through. And doesn't ask for anything for himself. He frees us. Lord, say what you want. I just want what you want. Then you pray like this. Our Father, Lord, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I don't want nothing, I want you. Elisha only gets double portion because that's what he asked for. And he becomes aware of that. So now the process of, I don't have time to go through the story, but you have to slow down and read. For years I thought Elijah was taken up with the chariot of fire, but he wasn't. He was taken up by a whirlwind. The chariot of fire came down to distract the rest of them fools that were standing far off. Because remember now, God can't lie. Like if he said he's going to do something, he got to do it for everybody. Which is why I'm surprised that God does stuff for some people and some people don't get it. But he had to be focused through the chariot. I mean, we ain't never seen, you ever seen a chariot of fire, anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Mm-hmm. No, that would have been the one to see, ain't it? Mm-hmm. I got to miss out on seeing that to keep my eyes on here. And the rest of them probably lived their lives and told their kids, man, I remember one day the power of God came and the chariot of fire came. Wow. And I remember the revival. That's how people talk about revival right now. The revival came back in. Are you alive? Revive means to make alive. Are you alive? Well, I remember in the good old days. Nobody asked you about the good old days. What's going on right now? They live and die and never enter in what they're supposed to enter into. Let me keep it simple. It's simple. It's right there. It ain't nowhere else. He didn't hide it. It's so simple, that's why you can't see it. Because you're looking for something different, because we've been taught it's hard. This man sit here and talk to us and said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they testify. You won't come to me. I just preach your whole Christian life. I told my last husband, leaving, and I'm going to say this. Jesus preached the whole Bible every time he talked. Because the message is the same. So then I guess John 17, I got to talk to you about it, God. Because I didn't say everything I could say. He said, I told him what you told me to tell him. He said, I gave him your word. He said, I lived before him. I done everything I can. So I don't know what else to do. Lord, keep him. I'm about to go. You know I'm about to go because you're the one sent me down here to go. I'm not going to be here in this world no more. But the one, they're going to be here. Keep them in your truth. Please let them understand that they won. The reason this is murder and stealing, because this is not, we don't know we won. You can't steal from me if it's both ours. How y'all gonna steal from each other? Y'all married, huh? How y'all gonna steal money? I stole money from him. How you? Unless you decide this mine and this yours. It's like stealing from yourself. That's pretty much it. Ain't no message gonna get deeper than that, right? It's gonna lead to the same place, right? You're gonna hear thousands more messages in your lifetime, and God bless that, right? And they say faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith really comes because he gave you the measure of faith. That's what Jesus said. And then I guess more faith of it comes is the more you hear about it. I don't even know if it's more faith, because he said, Lord, and so Jesus said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, well, he didn't increase. He said, well, in the name of Jesus, your faith be increased. Nope. He said, yeah, faith is grain. And they said, the mustard seed was the smallest of the other seed. He said, well, yeah, faith is the mustard seed. You say this, my tree be plucked up and rooted. You can speak. So you don't need an increase. You need an increase. You don't need a faith. God has dealt to every man the what? Well, there it is, Trent. There it is. He's dealt to you your measure. The measure. I said it wrong just now. Your measure. Nope. The measure of faith. He done dealt it to you already. What is the problem? We just don't know. And we're looking for things on the outside to tell us that we got something on the inside. And that's not the way it goes. The map don't work that way. That's backwards. The process don't go from outside in. Everything through grade school, everybody know how to count? Let's go from one, ready to go. Okay, stop. Everybody know your ABC? Huh? Let's go. A, B, don't sing it. A, B, C, right? You didn't know that before, they taught you that in school, but then when you learned it, you never forgot it. It's because it's already there, it was already there. Is it the capacity to understand is who you are. Ain't nobody gave you nothing. They just turned it on. It's like a room. Have any of y'all ever been down this hallway? All the way to the other corner? Anybody not been down there? You never been down there? Huh? You been coming to this class. You never been down that hallway. You don't know they got, you don't know what's around there, huh? You know what's in that room right here? The next room? No. You have no idea. You've been coming to class all year, right? Yeah, and then, so when we leave out here, just go peek in that room so you see what's in there, because now you discover something that's already there. You've been walking by it the whole time. But it's already there. It's just that you hadn't discovered it. Are y'all hearing me? I don't know. Y'all hear me? Yes, it's already there. It's just you hadn't discovered it. So I hadn't really increased you. I just made you realize what you already had. And if we looked at learning in that way, so you go to church next time when they hear the word or whatever, you look at it from exposing me to more of me, you'll pick up quicker. You'll change quicker. I read a statement, Apostle said, and I was reading a statement, he says, when the intelligence of your inside becomes activated, mm-hmm. your outward have to change. Right? You don't have to do anything. You speak it and say it and it'll happen. That's actually happening already. You're already speaking stuff into existence. You just don't know what to say. So you're saying the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. But right over there. You seen the magazine yet? The EIWM magazine yet? You ever got one from here before? It's a magazine, or newsletter, anything from here. CD of the partner CDs, okay. So you're going to get a magazine that's coming in the mail. Right? It come right out of there. Things you're going to read, it's going to come right out of there. Them CDs, they're making right over in that room right there. Okay. The ones you get in the mail, you'll be like, look what the Lord has sent me. They come right out of there. You don't even know it. Walk by. Because it's already there. But you just don't know. It's not your fault that you ain't know. Ain't nobody told you. It ain't your fault. Ain't nobody told you it's already in you. We've been told to conquer, go get, receive. Even I hear people say receive all the time. I receive it. Somebody, I received in the last class. You already got it. You received the understanding that you got it. See, that's hard. That's difficult. That's difficult because it seems too easy. You got to go another 20 minutes right now to really get this word across. Like you got to give me about 10 more scriptures. Every word, other two, three witnesses, every word be established. You got to give me 6 more scriptures to prove to me that. I need one red one. And that's a wrap. This is who you are. Don't ever look in that Bible again looking for something else other than you. Don't you ever open that thing looking for something else other than you. Well, I need to get a word. No, you are the word. Find out you. This is the only way that we're going to stop having these 3-day journeys be 40 years. It's going to start with us. Pat, it starts with us. It starts with, it's a little different when it starts hitting you like this. You get weird. Everybody start thinking something wrong with you, cause you ain't looking at everything they're saying the way they're doing it. But that's okay. Y'all connected? Y'all connected with Apostle? Y'all follow him? That's all he been trying to tell you. That's all he been trying to tell you the whole time. Like I said, so many different ways, cause you come here so many different ways. So you hear him say, I don't really, I'm in there all day long. I'm in the word all day long. Well, he's like, I be laughing at people in church. They be like, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's so, no, he's talking about you. Stop saying amen for what he's doing. He's trying to tell you what you look like. Every time he step up in front of you, every time anybody posted, it's supposed to be. This is not happening all the time. I'm going to speak for myself when I step up in front of you. I'm trying to show you yourself. Every time you see him, you're supposed to see you. Not you ain't got to be an apostle. You ain't got to be a preacher. That might not be in your lane. I found out something the other day that if you in my lane, life could be for me in this lane. If you get in my lane, that's a tree of knowledge of good and evil for you. You're going to be cursed trying to be in my lane. You hear me? I don't know if this is hitting. You hear me, Will? Life for me could be death for you. I get up here and go ahead and say, I want to do just like Montrell. Yeah, come over here. Come on. Come over here. I'm still trying to figure this out. Come over here in this lane. Listen, cool. I'm not saying, look, come on over here in this lane and say, you know what? That's what anointing that over in that lane over there. No, it ain't. It's in your lane too. You just don't know that's your lane. You don't know it's a lane been designed for you. If you get over here, you're going to die. Over here is where eternal life is for you. You can't believe God for long life. I want to believe you alone. No, you got to get in your lane. And what long life is anyway? A year is a thousand days. I mean, it gets real trippy, don't it? The point is, right now, do what you're supposed to do in your lane. Get out of my lane and everybody else's lane and trying to be out in their lane and find yours. You are your lane. Say, I am my lane. You're going to be like apostle, huh? Nothing like it. Simple. Simple, ain't it? No, tell me the truth. Is it really simple? No. Don't tell me that, like, yes, sir, amen, trying to get out of class. No, like, is it really simple? Right? You agree? It's simple, right? No, it's not really that simple, right? But it's not simple right now because we built such and such a way. Like, we got it, right? But when I'm thinking about it right now, like, yo, this is pretty easy, right? Well, why is it so hard? Because you're full of everything else. Y'all ain't about to get me in trouble on this last night. You full of everything but that. You full of everything but yourself. Hey, next time you need to get an answer, calm down. Let's do this. Next time you need to get an answer about something, calm down and you'll see that you're the answer. Just calm down. Don't go, it's too much noise. You're making too much noise. Just sit still for a second. You sound panic. Sit still. And the truth of who you are will start to stand up. We won't let them stand up because we stand up too much. God bless you all.